You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
From ashes to the living font, your church must journey long. Baptized in grace renewed by your most holy word. Return to God with all your heart, surrender and be free. With humble hearts we cry to you, have mercy on us, Lord. Forgive our sin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Dr. Kate DeVries. I am the Associate Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I am delighted to be with you on this beautiful Lenten morning. We are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, and we do our best to reach everyone in that population with all sorts of good things that can help them understand the movement of God in our lives. And usually I'm here with my co-host, Father John Cusick, but he happens to be out of town this month, but he's keeping us all in prayer. Instead, I am joined by our new co-host, Elise Ainsworth. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Elise is the director of the Kateri Center for Young Adult Ministry, and she has offered to take the position and help move the show along this morning, so I'm delighted to have her. So how's your Lent going, Elise?
You know, I realize on the way in this morning we're about halfway through.
Unbelievable. It is flying
22
by.
22 of
wow.
Lent.
Wow, okay.
Because it's
okay.
Wednesday, so we've done 3 weeks. Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
And it's been good. Mostly good.
Okay. Mostly good, and I think I might have a hint of where this is heading. So to our listeners today, we want to talk about Lent. We want to share some music, some scripture, a little bit of prayer. And we just want to, we want to throw out a question to you. Let's start there. In my parish, St. Francis Xavier in LaGrange, we are following a theme, and our theme is our journey of grace. Our journey of grace. So we thought it might be fun to hear from you this morning. Where is the grace for you this Lent? Where is the grace for you this Lent? Where is God present? Where have you seen our God of surprises? Where has something unexpected happened? Where has God happened? And we invite you to call in. That number here is 312-255-8408. Again, 312-255-8408. So where is the grace in your life? And Elise, how about you start us out with that? Where is the grace in your Lent?
Well, I think it's key what you said, Kate, about God being the God of surprises. Mm. Because that grace can be something that we decided to give up or take up for Lent. Mm-hmm. And it could be that that grace works out just the way we thought it would. You know, we thought we needed more time to pray, to reflect, to study. We needed less time vegging in front of the tube, like that. It could be what we thought we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, I think there are surprises. Even when we've carefully planned our Lent, even when we've decided this is how we're going to recognize it and celebrate it, God surprises us.
Yeah.
My particular grace happens to be that a week ago, I was in a minor car accident.
Mm.
And I have to stress, it's a minor car accident. You know, it's if you have to be in an accident, this is the kind to be in.
Okay.
Nobody was injured. Minor damage to both vehicles. And both the other party and I had been in similar situations before where the other person was just really miserable to deal with. And so we were both really pleasant to each other. And, you know,
wow.
I came out of this thinking, you know what? things could be so much worse.
Okay.
It's given me a great shift in perspective and kind of looking at the stresses and struggles I deal with on a daily basis and kind of going, you know what? It could be so much worse. Mm-hmm. I have a roof over my head. I have food to eat. I have a soft bed to sleep in.
Yeah.
I have good friends and family and people who support me. It could be so much worse.
So what you're saying is something that could have been tragic. I mean, car accidents, God forbid that should ever happen again. But something that could have been tragic, at least both of you, nobody was hurt, which is a grace in and of itself. But then that both of you were able to be calm about it, not be angry at each other about, you know, none of the fighting, but just kind of flow through, what do we need to do next? Where are we at? Is everything okay? And it really is about attitude, you know, in so many ways, the way we go into situations, the way we deal with the things that life throws at us, and many of those things are unexpected, makes a huge difference.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's all about attitude. And the funny thing is, over the last week, I found myself saying over and over again, she's the nicest person I've ever been hit by.
Wow.
What about
very
you, Kate?
Fun,
Where's the
fun.
Grace for you this Lent?
There have been a couple of situations of grace. I've been dealing with some friends and family members that have been hospitalized and really, really sick, and a lot of hospital time, a lot of doctors, a lot of stuff to deal with. And there have been, I didn't want to tell a lot of people initially, some of these are close family members, but the people that I have told have been so supportive, just so supportive. Prayers make a huge difference, just to know that you can always pick up the phone and call someone and talk things out, and, you know, this decision needs to be made, that decision needs to be made, you know, big, important decisions are needing to be made. And the fact that you would always expect your friends and family to be supportive, but there have just been just a few people that have been so supportive, it just really lets you keep things in perspective. And again, that attitude of, I am not alone. I do have friends. We walk this journey together. We are all on a journey of grace. Yeah, so thank you.
Sometimes even that support that you know should be there, it still surprises you when it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And sometimes things you don't expect, strangers, when they're kind to you, that's another surprise. And here in Chicago, we're a friendly city, and people generally like each other. But when I had a really, really bad day one day, and just in the grocery store, as I'm making a mad dash to get, you know, a gallon of milk, because this person had no milk in the refrigerator, you know, they were like, is there, you know, can I help you out with that? You know, can I get the door? And I was like, oh, it was just so sweet.
Well,
wow.
Speaking of a friendly city, we have some friends in the studio with
yes,
us today. Let's introduce
All right. Right to my right is a very new friend for me, our friend Sarah Coles. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Great. Sarah is somebody that's been helping us with our Advent blog, and she came into the Young Adult Ministry office the end of last week and did some recording for us, so you may hear our voice if you go online. But before we talk a little more about that, I want to introduce the other person in our studio here, which is Nathan Hernandez. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Excellent,
doing great.
Excellent.
And that's Lent blog, by the way.
Did I say Advent blog?
Yes, you did.
I'm still in it. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for correcting me. Our Lenten blog. Nathan, tell us a little bit about our Lenten blog and what that's all about.
Well, let me start by saying who I am.
Yes.
My name is Nathan Hernandez, like Kate said, and I have a semi-official title of Director of Online Ministry with the Young Adult Ministry Office.
It's official. It's official. He's director. He's been doing some amazing things with our website and our blog.
Yeah, basically what that means is I integrate technology into ministry.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, a Lenten blog. Mm-hmm. It could be the website, like Kate says. It could be other things, but basically everything information technology and relating that into ministry in a way that reaches out to young adults, those in their 20s and 30s throughout the Archdiocese and throughout really the whole country and the whole world, whoever may read this blog, for instance. So
yeah, you're right. It goes everywhere. It goes everywhere. Terrific. And if anybody has any suggestions for Nathan about emails or the website, please give us a call. Give him a call. You can reach him at our office, 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473. Or you can always email him at nhernandez@yamchicago.org. And we are going to go to a break, and we will be right back.
make us a new people. Kyrie eleison. Lord Jesus, you speak your Father's word. And we...
Are you ready to get more involved in the pro-life cause? If so, join us on Saturday, March 27th at St. Lambert Parish in Skokie for Charity in Truth. This annual Respect Life Coordinators Conference will focus on the importance of pro-life issues as we seek social justice for all our brothers and sisters, especially those who can't defend themselves. Cardinal George will reflect on Pope Benedict's latest encyclical, Caritas in Veritate, or Charity in Truth, viewing it through the lens of the Gospel of Life. Come hear David B. Wright, founder of the National 40 Days for Life movement. Rita Marker, expert on euthanasia and assisted suicide, will share some disturbing end-of-life trends. To register, call the Respect Life office at 312-534-5355. Again, 312-534-5355. All are welcome at St. Lambert in Skokie on Saturday, March 27th. Don't miss the opportunity.
Marches Have a Heart. Help Your Neighbor Month at Catholic Charities. On March 5th from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., Catholic Charities employees and volunteers will kick off this momentous month of giving by collecting non-perishable food items at NBC Plaza. There's never been a time when your generosity was needed more. This March, consider donating to Catholic Charities. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/neighbor or call 312-655-7525.
Good morning. We're back with more of The Light Show here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. This is Elise Ainsworth along with Kate DeVries, Sarah Coles, and Nathan Hernandez. We're talking about Lent and grace this morning. Sarah, let's turn it back to you. Tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from.
My name is Sarah Coles, and I am currently a student at Loyola University Chicago's Institute of Pastoral Studies. I'm working on my master's in divinity. And I also work part-time at St. Teresa of Avila Parish in Lincoln Park as their director of religious education.
Work and school.
Work and school. I'm a busy girl. We're on spring break. That's the only reason I'm able to make it this morning.
That was the Holy Spirit, I decided.
That it was, absolutely.
Oh, Sarah should be with us.
And that brings me back to, it could be worse.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that's the situation of so many young adults. You know, just many, many things on your plate.
Absolutely.
Yes, I wear many hats, absolutely.
Many hats. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about your ministry. What do you love about your job, and who are you working with?
Well, I work with people of all ages and all backgrounds, and it's truly every day is a surprise, absolutely, in my ministry. I mean, we have children as young as 3 years old, and then I go through right now we're in the middle, we're wrapping up our CIA, so people up into their 30s and 40s. And then I do some educational outreach with the rest of the adults, but our pastor does a lot of that because I am only part-time.
Okay. And the people, for the people who don't know, RCIA is the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, which is the process by which people become Catholic, so or become fully initiated into the Catholic faith if they happen to be Christian or of another denomination. So,
and that culminates on Easter Saturday, or the Saturday
the Easter
before.
Vigil.
Easter,
yes.
The Easter Vigil evening, and which is why she said it's wrapping up now, halfway through Lent. This is the big push, the big getting ready for that celebration.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And Sarah, tell us, why ministry? Why are you studying at Loyola? Why are you in the IPS program, Institute for Pastoral Studies?
Well, when I was in college, I got a degree in education, and about halfway through my student teaching, I realized the classroom was not where I wanted to spend my every waking moment.
Well, at least you learned before you, you know,
I did. So
ahead.
Being that I was about to graduate, though, I needed to go ahead and get that degree. And I taught for 2 years. But while I was teaching, I reflected on where I found my most joy. And that was in doing ministry, in campus ministry in college. And I went to a real small Catholic Jesuit college in Mobile, Alabama, called Spring Hill. And I was very active in the ministry office and provided opportunities for leadership, and just knew that, you know, the Holy Spirit was moving through those experiences and calling me to something bigger and greater. And
excellent.
Found an internship at Loyola that I worked at for 2 years that helped me pay for the first part of my degree. And now I'm close to, I'll be finishing up in December.
Excellent. Well, congratulations and best wishes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nathan, let's turn it back to you. Tell us a little bit about the Awaken blog for young adults.
Sure. Awaken is a daily, our daily gospel reflection series during Lent. Mm-hmm. We did this, we started this last year. This is our second year doing this blog. And basically, each day features two reflections, one from, it could be a speaker or minister type person, and the other from a young adult, reflecting on the day's scripture and kind of making it relevant in their own life and sharing that, broadcasting that to the world through our blog.
Okay. So how can anybody find it? All of our listeners, we invite you to go on and check it out as well. And if there's any young adults you know, you can direct them to the site. But Nathan, where do people go?
So anyone who is interested or anyone who wants to find us would go to awaken.yamchicago.org. And then that would take them directly to the blog, and then they could read the reflections, register, and once they would register, they could receive the daily gospel reflections through their email.
Excellent.
It's important to note out that at the end of these reflections, there's questions for dialogue to start a discussion. The idea being that anyone who goes onto the blog, particularly the young adults in their 20s and 30s, would be able to read these questions and enter into a conversation with other, with their peers and with the others who have written the reflections.
Okay, so. Wonderful. So it's a great opportunity this Lent to take a pause, to read some scripture, to read some comments about that particular reading, and then to enter into a conversation with your peers. Excellent.
And it's also been great. This is our second year doing Awaken, but last year, the five of us in the office wrote all of the reflections. Mm-hmm. So it's been great for me. This is another point of grace for me this Lent, is getting to read all of these other people's. We've got 94 people that we've invited into collaboration with us this year, and 94 new authors, new perspectives, new reflections on the gospel, which has been very enriching.
It really is rich.
And there's roughly 400 registered users right now, so 400 people are getting these emails and these reflections and have the potential or opportunity to give feedback to one another. And Elise also is doing a in-person faith group based on the Awaken series.
That's right. I actually have two in-person faith groups out in the western suburbs, one on Monday nights in LaGrange and one on Wednesday nights in Oak Park. And if you want more details about that, you can send me an email at elisea-b@yamchicago.org or give me a call at 708-488-5112.
Excellent. So why don't we get a taste of the blog? What's on the blog? What shall we? Nathan,
well, I guess we could have Sarah start with today's gospel reading that's on the blog. And like I said, if you go to awaken.yamchicago.org, you'll see all what we're talking about right now.
Great.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Sarah.
And I can read one of the reflections real quick.
Go ahead, Nathan.
One of the young adults. This is from Jude Dumfey, and it's called Transformed by Obedience. "My first thought after reading the passage was that this is a difficult one to decipher. It raises a lot of questions, leaving us curious for answers. What prompted this message to this audience? What exactly does it mean for Jesus to fulfill the law? How do we as Christians respond now to the laws of the Old Testament? Is the law irrelevant once heaven and earth pass away? And when will that be? Are some going to be greater in heaven? Maybe we don't have to have answers to all these questions. We can try to get to the core of Jesus' message. Webster's Dictionary defines great with terms like important, notable, magnificent. According to Jesus, obedience is the path to achieving greatness, a little different from what our culture teaches. He presents us with a daunting task which calls for obedience even in the least of the commandments. We have to embrace the commandments as a whole without picking and choosing. Yet we continue to sin, and so we, like the disciples, wonder, who then can be saved? It's comforting to know we have a Savior who is working out his work of salvation in us to bring us to true greatness. We receive the gift of grace and learn to cooperate with the work already begun in us. Our obedience is not about following a rule book of do's and don'ts. It's a transformation of hearts by divine love that causes us to respond with joyful obedience to our Heavenly Father. As we are transformed by obedience, we are urged to be beacons of light and teachers for others. By surrendering and remaining faithful to our calling, Christ becomes a continuous outpouring through us to those around us. As He is the fulfillment of the law, we become the fulfillment of His word on this earth. That's how the kingdom is built. And Jude has a bio. Jude says he spent the first 17 years of his life in Ghana before moving to the U.S. in the Bronx. And the Midwest is now his home. He's currently in training for the medical field at Loyola Hospital. And he's an avid soccer fan.
It's good to know a little bit about who's writing these things. The two questions, let's just pose the two questions and then we're going to take a break. So something for you to consider before we come back. The first question that Jude asks is, how do we avoid turning God's commandments into a rule book of bare minimums and avoid being driven by fear of punishment and guilt on our faith, on our journey of faith? And also he asks, how do we look past our own mistakes, imperfections, and inadequacies to become true witnesses for Christ? So we'll let you ponder those, and we will be right back.
Oh, Jesus, you raise your hand and we are
choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Come experience what makes the Catholic Church unique, relevant, and compelling for young people today. Hundreds of Catholic teens will gather April 16th through the 18th at Guerin College Prep High School for the Bread of Life Youth Retreat. All teenagers are invited. Experience dynamic music, inspirational talks, personal testimonies, and celebrate Mass with Cardinal George. Here's what past recipients say about the Bread of Life Retreat.
I really like the retreat. They tried to help you out with God's message and guide you in life.
After this retreat, I became more open to God, my parents, and my elders.
The Bread of Life retreat gives young people permission to be alone with Jesus in the Eucharist and become better friends with our Lord.
To learn more about this unforgettable retreat and to register, call 312-534-8044 or go to breadoflifechicago.org. That's 312-534-8044. Or breadoflifechicago.org.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Elise Ainsworth, Kate DeVries, Sarah Coles, and Nathan Hernandez. We are delighted that you are with us this morning. You have been listening to a wonderful song by Danielle Rose. All of our music today is courtesy of World Library Publications. We thank them for allowing us to play it for you. But Danielle was talking about if I touch Jesus, he will heal my heart. He will heal my soul. He will heal my every ill. He will make me whole. And that truly is part of our Lenten journey. It's a time to focus on where are you, what needs to be healed within you, and to realize, Danielle was speaking about the woman with a hemorrhage who reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and Jesus felt power flowing out of him. There is always power flowing out of Jesus. And not only do we come to Jesus, always, always Jesus is coming to us. Jesus is asking us to enter into a deeper relationship with him. So,
and right before the break, we heard a reflection on today's gospel from one of our young adults. And we closed with one of his questions, which I think is real close to that whole healing and the grace that we need to be whole. He asked about how do we look past our own mistakes, imperfections, and inadequacies to become true witnesses for Christ. Now, if you'd like to join our conversation, we'd love to have you. The number to call in is 312-255-8408. And then I'm going to hand it back to Nathan Hernandez now. He's going to tell you a little bit more about how to get more from the blog.
I was just going to point out that there's an excellent comment on there that Divine 302 made today, and we don't really have time to read it, but if you go onto the blog, you can check it out. It answers that specific question of how do we look past our daily mistakes, imperfections, and inadequacies to become true witnesses for Christ from this person's point of view. Anyway.
And what's that address again, Nathan?
awaken.yamchicago.org.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
And now, speaking about Lent and Lenten happenings and ways to grow deeper and ways to come into communion with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we have another guest on the telephone this morning, Lauren Gaffey. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great, thanks. Lauren, why don't you introduce yourself? I know you've been on the show with us before, but for those listeners who might not have heard you before, tell us who you are and what you do.
I am the program coordinator at Caris Ministries, and Caris is the Jesuit outreach to those in their 20s and 30s. We do retreats and service programs and speakers and Lenten faith-sharing groups.
Excellent. And how are those Lenten faith-sharing groups going?
They're going very well. We've got 10 groups going throughout the different areas around the city at different parishes.
The city and suburbs, right, Lauren? You're everywhere in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
We are, yeah. And we are working with the Diocese of Joliet as well. So
okay.
I'm trying to get things going in a variety of places.
Which is south and west of us.
Correct.
Yes.
And we've got 10 groups going using the materials that we provided that are bringing different aspects of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius, kind of breaking those down by week and giving people different themes to reflect on, different scripture and reflections each week with a group of, you know, six or seven other young adults.
Okay. Lauren, why should someone join a small faith group? What would be the value in that?
It's a great opportunity to look at our Lenten journey not as something that we do individually, but as something that we do as part of a larger community, as part of the body of Christ. And we're able to share not just, you know, this is what I think about this scripture, this is what it's saying to me, but hear and learn from others who are also reading the same things and going through similar experiences in life and saying, you know, this is really where it touched me, and this is how it's affecting my faith and my relationship with Christ.
Okay. And Caris, in addition to the wonderful small faith groups that you've got going, you've got a host of other events happening now, and you guys are so good at planning for the future, service projects and retreats and ways for young adults to connect. Why don't you share a little bit of upcoming activities?
Great. We actually have a retreat for Catholic school teachers coming up a week from Friday, and the goal of that retreat is to help the teachers that are in our Catholic schools and are working every day with the students to pass on the faith, to help them look at their teaching not just as a job but really as a vocation and something that is growing out of their faith and is also informing their faith. And that's a week from Friday. We've got a service day coming up next Tuesday, actually, just a way of being, as St. Ignatius said, contemplatives in action. And then our next retreat that's coming up is our For the Least retreat, and it's based on Matthew 25, where Jesus tells us wherever we serve the least of our brothers and sisters, you know, we did that for him. So that retreat is coming up in May 7th to the 9th. And then we are doing an immersion trip, actually within Chicago. We've typically have taken those trips and gone to Mississippi or Oklahoma and worked on some houses. But this year we're really focusing and looking at what are the needs of the neighbors that are right here in our own backyard. We don't have to travel to Mississippi in order to really make a difference and see what some people just in our own community are going through and ways that we can help and reach out to them.
Excellent. So there's always wonderful, wonderful things happening through Caris. And how can people reach you and your office?
They can go to our website, which is carisministries.org, and that is CHARISMINISTRIES.org. Or they can give us a call, and that number is 773-508-3237.
Great. Lauren, you're wonderful. Thanks for all you do, and blessings upon all of Caris Ministries and all of what's happening through the wonderful work of your lives. We appreciate all that you do.
Thanks so much. You guys as well.
It's great. Thanks. And we are going to go to a break. Thanks so much for listening. We will be right back.
Then he looked around to see, for I know that power has gone to the one who has believed, while everyone denied that they had taken grace from him. I knew I must confess that he had changed me from.
Things. Join Cardinal Francis George, Patrick Madrid, Curtis Martin, and other nationally renowned Catholic speakers and find out how the Holy Spirit can make a difference in your life. Learn how to be a God-fearing man, a God-loving man, a better husband, and a better father at the Chicago Catholic Men's Conference, Saturday, March 20th at the Donald Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Saturday, March 20th, the Chicago Catholic Men's Conference. For details, visit goingforth.org. That's goingforth.org.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Ashes on the forehead mark another Lenten season. We'll talk with Cardinal George about what Catholics can do to strengthen their faith during this holy time of year. And the director of the Office for Hispanic Catholics, Father Claudio Diaz, will share his insights on the significance of Lent.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Elise Ainsworth, Kate DeVries, Nathan Hernandez, and our friend Sarah Coles. I'm going to put Sarah on the spot. Sarah, we asked earlier, where is the grace for you this Lent? And I'm going to throw that one to you right now. Where's the grace been for you this Lent?
Well, actually, it flips right back to what I was talking about earlier. This is the first year that I've worked with the RCIA process,
okay.
And it has truly been a grace-filled experience, because as I journey with these soon-to-be new initiates into the Catholic Church and help them prepare for these final steps to their initiation, I too am almost reliving my initiation. I mean, I was baptized
nice.
As a baby.
Wow.
And I mean, I went to Catholic school my entire life, and you know, I've been receiving these lessons year after year after year after year. But to go through it with newbies to the faith
and adults,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, with lived experience.
We have an amazing group of candidates and catechumens who are just filled with wonderful questions.
And tell us the difference for those who might not know.
A candidate is somebody who has already been baptized, whether in the Catholic faith or in another Christian denomination.
Okay.
And a catechumen is somebody who has had no Christian upbringing at all.
Okay. All right. Terrific. And I've heard that from other people who have been sponsors of people going through the process, that going to the classes has really enriched their own faith, and hearing the stories of people about why they want to be Catholic.
Absolutely.
Very powerful.
You know, and I have always said, and I have invited every member of our parish, and I say it to every Catholic out there, find out what your parish does for RCIA and become an active part of it, because it is an amazing experience, whether or not you're sponsoring somebody or if you just want to learn more about your own faith.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how many adults out there don't necessarily know some of the things that we teach, because they received the catechism when they were 7 years old.
Yeah, and without any life experience to connect it
to. Right. And so to go through this experience as an adult has just been an awakening experience for me.
Excellent. Thank you. And now, Nathan, how about we put you in the hot seat? Tell us, Nathan, where's been the grace for you this Lent?
I guess, recently this past weekend, I took a trip to D.C. for another opportunity out there, a student internship with Catholic News Service. And basically, I had, throughout my time with young adult ministry, I always get little moments of where I'm thinking, why am I doing what I'm doing? Will I ever be able to find a paid position doing the work that I'm doing?
because there's economy is so bad.
Yeah, it seems like
Nathan's got the degree and he can't get the job, but we're working on it.
Within ministry, it seems a lot of times that a lot of people are looking for volunteers more than they are for paid people. So, one of the interesting things though is when I went to D.C., I had one of those moments right when I'm thinking, you know, am I doing the right thing? Why am I even doing this? Where once they told me what I would be doing and kind of explained their mission and so on and so forth, I had one of those, oh, great. You know, it was a really moving moment of like, okay, I'm exactly where I need to be right now.
Nice.
And so I'm sitting there in the United Catholic Conference of Bishops office, you know, and get one of those, oh, affirming moments that I don't often get. And so that was very, for me, that was really where grace was for me this Lent so far.
Okay.
I mean, there's still some time to go in Lent. but getting those little affirmations of what you're doing and the work that you're doing and is helpful and motivational to keep you going. Because without it, I mean, a lot of times you'll just want to give up.
And that's a key question for young adults. Am I where I'm supposed to be? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Sarah, you mentioned switching out of teaching into ministry.
Absolutely. And I feel so blessed to have kind of discovered a life passion at the young age that I did. I mean, a lot of our classmates at IPS are people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, coming back for a second career. They said, I've done the corporate thing my whole life, and I hated it. Now I need to do something life-giving.
But those people have money already.
So. Yes, they do. I am broke.
Good news,
all the rest of us
debt,
did not.
Debt.
Yes, I will be paying for this degree for a very long time. On church wages.
There you go.
Yeah, so that switch for me of like even me programming, right, computer programming to ministry is pretty radical, and that was it's a different change, but it's a nice one. And I'm finding my foothold in some things. So
but Nathan has a background both in computer science and in ministry now. So to put the two together, that's a wonderful, wonderful package. And certainly young adult ministry has benefited from your gifts in so many ways.
And I went to school with Sarah at IPS and got the master's in pastoral studies.
That's right.
And a great way to check out some of Nathan's work is to go to awaken.yamchicago.org and check out our Lenten blog. That's a little bit of what Nathan does for our office. I get to work out in the western suburbs. That's Oak Park, River Forest, LaGrange, Cicero, Berwyn, Northlake, that whole area out there, at our Kateri Center for Young Adult Ministry. And then we have Terry Shelley, who works down in the southwestern suburbs at the Isaac Hecker Center. And I think Terry's on the phone with us.
I am on the phone.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you this morning?
I'm just looking out over the baseball field with no snow on it and spring's right around the corner.
Amen to that. Woo, it's raining, and Elise pointed out, at least it's not snowing. Okay,
right.
Spring is coming.
The rain means it's warm enough not to be snowing. Now, Terry, can we start and ask you the question of the moment? Where has grace been for you this Lent?
Well, I put down a couple of bullet points. I'm in the choir at my local parish, and on Thursday nights when we have choir practice, I leave work, go to my mom and dad's for dinner, and then we go over to choir. And I really like it because we practice the songs over and over, and I get to read the lyrics, and it's kind of like a prayer for me because as I do it again and again, I'm not just doing it once, so I'm able to hear what the writer is kind of trying to convey. And I just really like the experience. Also, Elise stole my thunder a little bit earlier about the young adult reflection writers. I enjoy going on, reading the gospel every day, and then seeing what people say about it, and, you know, being part of the conversation, and, you know, sometimes something, you know, really hits me, and it, you know, just kind of stays with me for the rest of the day. And the last thing is I had a close friend of our family passed away of an aneurysm. She wasn't sick a day in her life. She had been married to her husband for 53 years, and the Sunday afterwards, after the wake and the funeral, which were very supportive, you know, I thought, well, Al's going to have to come to Mass all by himself. Well, his kids kind of snuck into church early, said, now, where does he normally sit? And they were there, so when he kind of came in, the family was there, so he didn't have to be alone there the day after his wife's funeral. And I thought that was just a great sign of the presence of God.
Excellent. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what's going on at the Isaac Hecker Center, Terry?
Well, Lauren was talking about the small faith groups with Caris, and down here in the Great South Side, we also have two opportunities that we're partnering with Caris. Last night, on Tuesdays, we are at St. Emmerich's and Country Club Hills. We're about 3 weeks into our 6 weeks, so there's still time if you're interested. You can call me at 708-756-9752. So we have 3 more weeks at St. Emmerich's. It was nice. We had a group last night. We meet over the reflection. We talk about our lives during the last week. And for the last 2 weeks, the pastor, Father Marty Marion from St. Emmerich, has kind of popped his head in and said he's glad to have us, and he engages the young adults in conversation for a couple of minutes, and then goes on his way. So that's a very nice recognition, and he's been trying to pump it up at his parish as well. Also on Monday nights at St. Anne's in Lansing, we have another opportunity. We still have 3 more weeks there. In addition to our small faith groups, we have been doing a monthly regional young adult mass. Our next Mass is a week from this Sunday, which is March 21st. We bring in a different priest every week, different music director, and at the end of the Mass, we offer free food and a chance to sit around and meet your peers afterwards, and that actually has proved very popular. We have babysitting for the young parents to come in, and then that's the March Mass, and then in April 25th, kind of as a follow-up to Catholics Come Home, we are going to host something called a teaching mass, which Father Cusick is going to basically do a play-by-play of the mass. We'll stop it at certain points. He'll explain the history and the traditions and what we're doing and why we're doing it and how it's developed. And, you know, we're going to do that in conjunction with, you know, a lot of different young adult groups. So we're really going to be promoting that heavily. So March 21st mass and then April 25th mass. And you can find out more about it by either going to our website, to the Google Calendar, or there's a group project tab on there, and you can just kind of click on it and find out more about what we're doing down here.
Terry, that teaching Mass that you mentioned, so many people that have experienced it have said, what a wonderful gift that has been, because now the Mass makes sense. You know, so many times we make gestures and we say prayers, we do things without really understanding why we're doing what we're doing. But that Mass really unpacks so many elements of it, and it really enriches us about the rich traditions of our faith.
Sometimes you've known it and you've learned it the first time.
Right.
But through the course of the years, you just kind of forget what the traditions are if you're not part of it, because, you know, I'm new to ministry from the business world, so,
okay,
you know, I knew it when I was in school, then I, you know, a lot of other things have filled my brain, so it's good to kind of relearn things again.
Which is, Sarah, what you were saying.
Absolutely.
About the RCIA process and revisiting things that you might have heard as a child, and now as an adult, it's a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. So, Terry, you've got all sorts of things happening in the western suburbs. Southeast suburbs. So, Elise, tell us a little bit. You've been with your small faith groups, and things are happening that ways. Has Lent had taken on a different flow for you? Is it different when you're part of a small faith group, when you're guiding small faith groups? What makes Lent special? That's, I guess, what I'm trying to get at.
It seems to me that, let me back it up just a little bit. Our office is in place because we've noticed an absence of folks in their 20s and 30s involved in church programs.
Yes.
And I've discussed this with both of the small faith groups I'm running this Lent, that folks seem a little more open during Lent. Mm. You know, Ash Wednesday's the highest attendance of any church service in the Catholic Church the whole year round.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Christmas, better than Easter, because you come in and you get something, and it's a sign of your faith, an outward sign. And despite what the readings say that day, you know, we go back and forth with what
remember
does
that mean? You are dust, and to right. dust you shall return.
But also, don't make it obvious that you're fasting. That piece of it is always a little bit confusing for us.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, people are a little more open during Lent. People are a little more reminded that at this time of year that they want to have something more spiritual, something more committed in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, even folks who never go to church think about what they're going to give up for Lent.
Mm-hmm.
And it might stop at that, but I think a lot of folks take the time to go a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of that little invitation, which is all God needs to send that grace. And so it's just been an amazing experience to share faith with those folks who may not be real connected to their parishes, or may not have found a parish that is home for them.
Mm-hmm.
And to just share faith and, you know, open up, what is God calling us to? And, you know, I think Lent is that opportunity, that season where everybody's kind of a little more open to that suggestion, that movement of the Spirit.
Yeah. Terry, have you seen similar things working through the Hecker Center?
Yes. I mean, since May 31st of last year, we've had like over 200 people at one of our different events.
Okay.
And they do seem to be very receptive, and, you know, in the interim when we can't beat events, you know, I'm emailing them back and forth, or, you know, there's been a couple of people that have, you know, lost a job, so I'm just kind of, like, giving them employment resources, or I'll just say, hey, how's it going? And, you know, somebody says, hey, you know, I'm looking, or I'm interviewing right now. So, you know, in between the events, you know, we're trying to kind of stay in contact with them just to know that, you know, as representatives of the church, we're with them, we're accompanying them. We hear about what's going on in their lives, and in between the events, we still want to be in touch with them as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
And that's such a key piece of it, that church is about community and about support for each other, and the traditional ways that the church does that don't always fit for young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so finding ways to connect with young adults, finding ways to let them know that somebody cares about them.
Yeah.
I think that makes all the difference in the world.
All right. So, Terry, again, the best way for people to reach you and the Hecker Center, how can people reach you?
The email address is tshelley, Shelley, at yamchicago.org. Direct phone number, area code 708-756-9752.
Great. And Elise, how about the Kateri Center?
The Kateri Center, in addition to finding it on our website at emchicago.org, you can email me at elisea-b@emchicago.org, or you can give me a call at 708-488-5112. You're listening to The Light Show, hosted by Kate DeVries and Elise Ainsworth, with Nathan Hernandez, Sarah Coles, and now Terry Shelley. We'll be right back.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the Corporal Works of Mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Hello, I'm Lisa Pilato, the Catholic Charities Junior Board Manager, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. Make March your month to give back. Volunteer to spend some time with the senior citizens at Ozanam Village on Sunday, March 7th. Come out for emergency assistance food packing on the first and third Tuesday of March at 6 p.m. or join us for our Read to Me program that reads to kids in one of our shelters every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have a social committee fundraiser on Tuesday, March 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. at 10 Pin Bowling Lounge in Chicago. For $35, you can bowl for 3 hours, enjoy a buffet, 2 drink tickets, and a chance to mix and mingle with junior board members and friends. Don't miss this fun and exciting opportunity to give back to Catholic Charities. 100% of the proceeds go directly to help our clients. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. Join our junior board. For more information on these events and others, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And of course, stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Dr. Kate DeVries, Miss Elise Ainsworth, Terry Shelley is on the line, we have Sarah Coles in the office, and we have Nathan Hernandez doing amazing things with the website. We have just a few minutes left, and I just want to pose one question to all of us. For all the young adults listening, and for people who are not young adults, the radio show will now be put on our website, yamchicago.org. So anybody you'd like to hear it, send them to the website, yamchicago.org. But the question is, what can people be about between now and Easter? A little bit of wisdom real quickly. Nathan, you want to start us out?
I guess for me, what I would recommend would be reflecting, trying to reflect on a little bit of gospel each day. Okay. I know it's tough.
And it doesn't have to be for 20 minutes. It can be for 3 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's basically the idea behind having the blog that we have.
Yeah.
So my recommendation would be to go to our blog, awaken.yamchicago.org, and spend a couple minutes each day looking over the gospel reflection and then the gospel and the reflections of others, and then maybe posting a comment or two in response. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever you have.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing, and it gets you involved with your community of peers.
And if you register the first time you're there, you'll get an email every day. You don't have to remember how to get back there any other day after that first time.
Just click on it.
Unless you want to comment.
One more time, Nathan. Where can people find that?
They can find either directly at awaken.yamchicago.org, or they can always go to yamchicago.org, click on resources and online ministries, and see our running list of things that we have will offer for the online community.
Great.
That's great.
Thank you.
And I would say we are halfway through Lent. I did the math on the way in that we're halfway through, but I also did the math the other way. We have 22 more days before the Triduum begins, which is the high holy days of our calendar year and when RCIA really gets into full swing and commences. it's not too late.
It's not too late.
You know, even if Lent snuck up on you this year, if Ash Wednesday came and went and you missed it, it's not too late. We have half of Lent left. There's plenty of time to take up a new commitment. God's not real worried about the day and when you make that commitment. The point is that you make it and that you stick to it and that it enriches your life and that you're open to the grace that God wants to share.
You know, and on that note, I say that your parish has all sorts of activities and ways for you to get involved and reflect. I know our parish does the Stations of the Cross and Weekly Adoration and our Reconciliation Service is coming up. So reach out to your parish or let your parish reach out to you and see what kind of opportunities are left to enrich your Lenten experience.
And
there are plenty.
Be part of you. That's a great idea, Sarah. Be part of the Holy Thursday services, Good Friday services, Saturday Vigil. Even if you only stay for piece of it,
the Easter Triduum is my favorite 4 days of the year. And so please, please, please be a part of that entire liturgy experience because it's so, so beautiful.
Terry, you get the final word. Anything, any wisdom, real quickly?
I enjoy reading the blog. I enjoy the learning. But to me, that's a passive exercise.
Okay.
I would suggest it be an active exercise. We come across so many people at our job, at school, wherever. Let's take a chance to put our faith in action, as well as learn and experience things.
Great. Thank you. And to be more active on that blog, post. It's not passive when you post. May let that post be your word to all the world.
Kate's not beating around the bush. She's going to be real direct there.
There you go.
You've been listening to The Light Show with Kate DeVries, Elise Ainsworth, Nathan Hernandez, Sarah Coles, and Terry Shelley. If there's any way that we can be helpful to you or a young adult that you know, please contact us at 312-466-9473. You can also email us at yam@yamchicago.org. Or visit our website, which is yamchicago.org. The Light Show airs the second Wednesday of every month. Tune in again Wednesday, April 14th. Thanks for listening to The Light Show, and have a great day and a blessed Lent.
Aquí estoy, Señor, he regresado, a tus manos yo me doy. Here I am, oh Lord, I'm in your presence, I was lost but I've returned. Aquí estoy, Señor, he regresado a tu casa una vez más. Here I am, oh Lord, I'm in your mercy, I was lost but I've returned. To your house, I have returned, to your house. Accept me once again to your house. I have returned, and forever will I stay. Aquí estoy, Señor, he regresado a tu casa una vez más. Here I am, oh Lord, I'm in your mercy, I was lost but I've returned. To your house I have returned, to your house. If you accept me once again, to your house I have returned. Forever will I.